Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And if you head on over to 991fmtalk.com, you can check out today's poll question and hopefully give me your thoughts on it. With the squeeze the CCP wants to put on the export of rare earth minerals, you know, those things that we need to make everything, to the U.S., should the legislature do everything possible to protect mining in Nevada? Because right now they're not. There are bills in there for taxing mining, which is going to pretty much shut down smaller mines. Love to hear from you today. 991fmtalk.com. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Also, yesterday's question, once the master plan is approved, should it, you know, have a time limit before any changes could be made? Only 30% of those participating in the poll said no. Everybody else? Yes, please. Let us get used to it. All right. Before we go to the talk and text lines, I want to drop something else out here. This is just the way that people are. Let's see. Oh, gosh. So many emails, so many texts, so little time. Funny, the Fox News update on the crash, if 27 people completely leaves out who these people are. It's not just Fox News. Most all the other mainstream media is leaving out who these people are. That's why I want you to do some critical thinking. Who would have 27 people in an SUV? Think about it. it just cracks me up that the way people respond to everything. See, this is why I don't give a lot to what I say and to other people's opinions, because for every Jill, for every supportive, you know, non-supportive, for every supportive one I get, it's just all noise. And that's how I look at it. Like this text that I just got. Oops. Looks like your BS lies got the radio station jammed up. Your apology is hollow and a lie. Well, first off, no, it didn't get the radio station jammed up. And secondly, no, it wasn't a lie. And thirdly, why do you even listen if you believe I'm such a horrible person? Just curious. All right, let's get to the talk and text lines, 884-9910. Check in with Kelly this morning. Hi, Kelly. Thanks for being on the program.
Oh, and thank you for informing people of where the location is for the public comment, which is super important. And you need to have a designated driver, and then you can go wine tasting just before the event, and then have your designated driver be an experienced person, pick up the agenda, pick up the minutes for the meeting, and take very good notes on your observations. And, for example, if some one of those board members or commissioners is looking down at their laptop, you call them out and require them to respectfully pay attention to the public who is their boss. And if you see someone leaning back in their big cushy chair and they start digging for answers, just say, hey, nose picker, you're in a meeting right now. And, just call it out because it's kind of fun. And then, you know, state your facts. And you've got 3 whole minutes. If you have something that's longer to read, you can split it up between a few of the folks and, you know, make it a regular occurrence. Just make your pledge that you're going to be there, rain, shine, hail, and thank you.
Thank you, Kelly, and thank you for bringing up some great points there. I had never thought about this, actually, but I have seen it now. A lot more people are getting a prepared statement together that is, you know, 10 to 15 minutes long. Well, if you've only got 2 to 3 minutes to speak, well, you cut it up and you give each person in line so much to say. So that's an awesome way of doing it. And I'm just glad that Gardnerville, that they're doing this, that they're actually meeting in person, which is a breath of fresh air. Kelly, thank you so much for calling and being on the program today. Ken is with us right now. Ken wants to talk about our last hour, talk about Jill. Hi, Ken. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, young lady. Thank you for being there. I got a couple of points. Mainly, Jill brought up something, and I've thought about this ever since they started harassing Trump over January 6th. When did we stop taking responsibility for our own actions? All those people, that huge insurrection, that riot on the 6th, was all because of Trump. None of those people are responsible for their own actions. It's because Trump said something. Well, here Jill brought up people harassing Heller over something you said. How come those people that did harassing are not responsible for the harassment they did? Why is it your fault?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do we no longer take responsibility for our own action? It's always pointing the finger and trying to blame someone else.
Yeah, because there always has to be a boogeyman. There always has to be somebody else to blame. Thank you, Ken, for mentioning that.
Well, can I make one quick COVID point?
Yes, please.
I very, very, very seldom use a mask anymore. I never did much anyway, but now it's even less. For the simple fact, I applied the same science that liberals apply to gun-free zones. If you put up a sign that says gun-free zone, then guns simply are not physically able to be in that zone. Well, I have declared myself officially a COVID-free zone. Therefore, the virus simply cannot exist in my body. It's the same mentality.
Ken, thank you so much. Especially since the Democrats now want extra armed security, you know, wherever they are. Why don't they just make it wherever they are a gun-free zone, and then they should feel safe? So, Ken, thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for putting a smile on my face. I appreciate that. All right, Gary, before we go to your comments, because Gary wants to talk about CCW permits, I do want to let you know about this. This came out from the Washoe County Sheriff's Office about the plans to get rid of the backlog here in Washoe County. Sheriff Balaam wants to get rid of the backlog for the CCW permit appointments, getting those in there. Well, I have literally been on the phone this morning with the Washoe County Sheriff's Department, and we cannot do an interview. We just cannot work it out because I do not like to do pre-recorded interviews unless it is with somebody on the East Coast. You know, I did a few pre-recordeds when it was around the Trump campaign. But other than that, I want everything on this show live because I don't want people come back at me for everything. So I don't want any time somebody to come back at me and say, well, you manipulated that audio. You cut this out or you cut that out and you twisted it. So all of the interviews that I do on the air, for the most part, 95% of them are live. Okay. There is nobody at this time. The undersheriff Yarbaugh is handling all this and does not have time to be on the air with me. I asked if somebody else could do the interview because I don't do recorded interviews. And I got back, no, only person speaking on this is the undersheriff. So I said, interesting, I'll just read the press release. So the press release coming out because it is a year for Washoe County, a year to book appointments to get your CCW. And they are going to try to mitigate that with a new office coming up in April. Yeah, this is a long press release. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to post it on my webpage for you to read exactly, and then you can respond to them. Gary's on the line right now, wants to talk about CCW permits. Gary, thanks for calling into the program.
You've just about answered my question. Everything is up in the air and nobody knows what's going on. Is that correct?
Well, they know what's going on because of the CCWs and the COVID-19. They are limited on staff, so they've just been making appointments. And currently, there's more than 4,000 appointments booked for a CCW permit. 28% of those are renewals. 72%, Gary, are new applications. That's how many people are wanting to get their CCW permits. And that is just in Washoe County. Now, I'm not going to speak for anybody to say why they have decided now to get a CCW permit, but I think the Biden administration coming after our Second Amendment rights pretty much says it all.
Well, what I'm wondering is why the Sheriff's Department has waited so long to make a new plan for the permits anyway, because even before, it was still a struggle to get an appointment to have somebody look at your ID, ask you a question, fill out a form, and take your fingerprints. And that apparently was all the interview that went along with your CCW permit. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
and the sad part is you are encouraged to get your CCW in the county that you live in. Yet all the other counties around us are not having this issue, the smaller counties. But, you know, they've got 4,000 people waiting on the line. And people need to remember is once you take your classes and you go through what needs to be done to get your CCW permit, guess what? It only lasts for so long. And it doesn't last for a year.
That is correct. And if you would like to get a renewal, you better start today because it will take about a year for them to get to rubber stamp that.
Well, they're saying that by April, so we still have another, month to go. By April, an additional two stations will be set up in the Administrative Services Division, and staff members will be allocated or reallocated for that. But still, That cuts it down to how long of a wait? 6 months? It's still not an acceptable time limit. So, Gary, are you trying to get your permit renewed, or are you trying to get a new one?
I will have to get a permit renewed in the next year, and I'm just trying to make plans on what I need to do.
I would get your name in there now. You can always renew it early in case they get all this cleared up.
That is true. Then I'd have to coordinate and get my class schedules programmed at the same time. So I'd really be going backwards, but that's okay.
That sounds kind of like government, doesn't it, Gary? Just going backwards.
It sure does. I'll be going in the backward steps there, but very good. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'll post this on my webpage at 991fmtalk.com so everybody can read it. It just came out yesterday, or actually last night at just past 6 o'clock. So I will put this on my webpage and you can check it out for all of those who are in the process of getting their renewals or their CCWs brand new here in Washoe County. Let's take a quick break and I'll be back because I want to bring you something just so you know, after 11:38 today, we are going to have Sean Meehan joining us because Elko has now joined in with the possibility of a convention of states. So it's proceeding here into Nevada as well. Sean Meehan will give us the breakdown on that and what it actually means to our Constitution if we do go through with a convention of states. So we've got a great education program coming up for you on the Constitution right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Jon Bon Jovi turns 59 today. These days, if he wants to hold on to what he's got, he has to cup his hand down around knee level. Demi Lovato says gender reveal parties are transphobic, but sometimes they quickly resolve future custody arguments. Taylor Swift canceled her upcoming tour dates because after what happened to Lady Gaga, Taylor has to keep her eye on her 800 cats. And a new dad went viral for feeding his daughter with a baby beer bong. And thanks to that video, she's already received a full scholarship from Arizona State. Daddy's little devil. This is not headline news.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. And just so you know, Biden gun control would criminalize up to 105 million people. That's a story out of the Epic Times that if you are a supporter of the Second Amendment, you should be reading. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Neil this morning. Wants to talk about CCWs. Hi, Neil. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you. Hey, I teach CCWs over in Lyon County, and they only have 120 days to turn in their paperwork for it to be good. I wonder how Washoe County is pushing past that when you have you're out months and months and months for their appointments.
Yeah, not quite sure what they're going to do with that. I mean, DMV pushed out and said, well, you know, because of COVID, we'll let it go. So, again, I would love to ask questions of the undersheriff of that because he's the only one who's speaking on this topic, but he wants to pre-record an interview and I want it live. So I posted the information on my webpage. People will just have to contact the undersheriff to get those questions answered.
Yep. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Neil, thank you so much for calling into the program. And so, you know, as Jill pointed out this morning, if you contact the undersheriff, I really can't believe that I have to preference everything that I say with telling you to get involved. If you call the undersheriff or his office or anyone at the sheriff's department concerning a year-long wait for CCWs, be respectful. If you email them, be respectful. It's how you get your questions answered. It's the same thing with dealing with the legislature. A lot of bills going through the legislature right now, but, you know, really, what can you do? You don't get to go in person and testify. And let me tell you, it's a lot more convincing. It's a lot more understandable. It's a lot more passionate when you're able to do it in person. Leaving voicemail messages, it doesn't cut it. We should be able to be in our legislative process in person. Big rally coming up on March 13th. I hope you put that on your calendar. I know it's a Saturday, but there's going to be all kinds of great speakers down at the Capitol Complex on Saturday the 13th. I hope you make time. We only have until the end of May, the beginning of June, for our legislature to be in session. So time is running out. And it's running out quickly. I mean, who would have thought that a year later, a full year, when we were asked for 2 weeks to flatten a curve, which we have done, by the way, deaths are down. If they were really at those numbers, you know how I feel about that. The number of cases are down. Well, they also put the PCR test back to where it was supposed to be. They had to bump up the cycles because, gosh, we just aren't getting the case numbers we need to make this justified. Later on in the show, before it's over, we'll go over how Dr. Oz is actually pressuring Wendy Williams to get a vaccine that she does not want in any form because she is a celebrity and she has followers. Also, the Convention of States and the Constitution with Sean Meehan right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. And what a day it is. It has been a busy one. So, quick little thing on our poll question today. I hope you have time to check out 991fmtalk.com. We are a globalized society. And people are pulling our strings. So today's question, with the squeeze that the CCP wants to put on the export of rare earth minerals to the U.S., should the legislature do everything possible to protect mining in Nevada? This is a big deal. Those rare earths control literally everything that we do and everything that we have. Our phones, our food, our... It's incredible how much is coming out of how much control we have lost of this country to other countries that hate us, that want to destroy our way of life. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. So far, the answer is yes, 100%. They should be doing everything possible to protect mining, and they are not. They are trying to tax it out of existence. That's something that you should be calling your legislative representatives, actually not even just yours, all of them on. Protect mining in Nevada. All right, special guest right now, as promised. Let's get to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and talk about the Convention of States. Elko County Commission has now set to endorse an Article 5, the Constitutional Convention of States. Do you know what that is? Well, the man who joins us right now is pretty much the founder of Guard the Constitution. And so he's going to educate us on all of this. Sean Meehan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Good morning, Monica. Good to be with you as always.
All right, let's go through this. What is the Convention of States for people to understand? And then we'll hold off on if this is a good thing or a bad thing until you explain this.
The Convention of States is actually a doing business as name for an organization incorporated in Texas called the John Hancock Committee for the States. What they look to do is use Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution that describes how we may amend the Constitution. The previous 27 amendments were initiated by Congress with a two-thirds vote and ratified by three-quarters of the states. The other method that they're trying to advocate is if you get two-thirds of the state legislatures to apply to Congress, Congress is required to call a convention that then any amendments that come out of it would need to be ratified by 3/4 of the states and would have the same effect as any amendment to our Constitution.
So this is basically bypassing Congress.
Well, that's actually not correct. That's what they claim. But Congress calls the convention, and they like to try to triage the debates and everything that happened back at the 1787 convention and say Congress would have no part of this. And that is what they intended, but it's not what ended up happening and passing. And in fact, 41 times in the history of this country, Congress has attempted to pass bills to regulate the convention. And in fact, in 1973, they passed the Federal Constitutional Convention Act. The House didn't pass it because the threat of a constitutional convention was drifting away, so they didn't finish the work. But it did things like exempt the delegates from any punishment when they went back home. It purported that Congress can define how the delegates are selected. And if you look at the one of the models they talked about, for example, was the Electoral College model. So Nevada would have 6 representatives voting at such a convention, and California would have 54, for example. So you can guess how that might work out. But there's a lot of misconception about how they want it to work versus how it would work versus the information they put out there about what actually passed at the Constitutional Convention and why. This was put in there so that the states could, if the federal government became tyrannical, which we all knew it would, and they knew it at the time, the states could get amendments that they felt would be necessary. But the important point here is that amendments are designed to fix defects in the Constitution, not address, as they wrote in the Federalist Papers, the mass of its powers. So they're just not telling the truth about what they want and what they want it for and why.
So is this something that Elko County commissioners should be taking up?
Well, they can do whatever they like. I was alerted to this by one of our folks on the ground there a couple days ago. What they're simply trying to do is discuss it at their county commission meeting, and if they pass it, endorse a letter saying that they want the legislature to take their action. What they probably aren't aware of is that in 2017, Janine Hansen and myself, Janine of Eagle Forum, led the drafting and passage of SJR 10, Senate Joint Resolution 10, which removed 10 pending Article 5 convention calls from Nevada, one dating all the way back to 1901. And it's important to point out that that passed with unanimous votes in the committees of both the Senate and the Assembly, and unanimous floor votes in the Assembly and the Senate. So in Nevada, our legislators, we keep in touch with them on this issue. This is my number one issue. I work nationally. And they're very well aware of the lies and deceptions. The word we have is there's one of the commissioners in Elko is a big supporter of this, and this is why they're doing this. So I hope to be able to testify telephonically there tomorrow. I just testified on 2 bills in Iowa this morning on this. And hopefully we can point out that what Elko and other counties in Nevada have done recently is actually what the founders advised us to do. It should be our state legislature pushing back on the federal government, but what Elko, White Pine, and other counties did by writing very strongly worded resolutions to demand the governor follow the Constitution and remove the unconstitutional COVID lockdowns, that's a concept called interposition or nullification, and that's what legislators are supposed to do, is stand up to higher levels of government when they color outside the lines of the Constitution, not invoke and change the Constitution that's not being enforced.
Well, is that where you get party versus party then? Because, you know, as we all know, our legislative session right now is dominated by the Democrats, and only Republicans are bringing up this, you know, this issue of usurping our rights by Governor Sisolak.
Well, We are tribal. Our parties do good and bad things. You know, as you're well aware, the founders did not like the concept of political parties. Mm-hmm. And Jefferson and Adams showed us really early why that can happen by two very good political friends and allies forming opposition to each other. But the point is that before both of them died later in life, they came back together and realized they needed to work together for the country and the Constitution. So we have to fight and stand up wherever we can. As you're well aware, there's several court cases that we lost on. There's some that the religious liberty was won on, things like that. It just requires not just making noise, but making wise noise and getting, you know, definitive statements, standing up together. And I think this is maybe a new strategy that we're seeing the Convention of States organization try. They've tried to get state Republican parties to pass resolutions and to change their platforms to be in favor. In Nevada, we're strongly against it. It's in our platform. But maybe if county commissions stood up and made some noise, maybe this is a But we'll find out tomorrow at the hearing what they're really looking for.
Yeah. Janine, also with the Eagle Forum, also has NevadaFamilies.org. That's a great organization as well. And you should sign up for the email alerts that they send out. But, Sean, it's been interesting with the whole COVID situation and counties taking on. We've got five counties now that have taken on the COVID restrictions. More and more people are gravitating to the Constitution itself. I don't think it's ever received this much attention since it was actually written, that people are trying to figure out what their rights actually are.
Well, I really appreciate you bringing that up, Monica, because I went to a very good high school in California growing up, and we had social studies, history, things like that, and I literally regret not paying as much attention as I should have. But I feel blessed that God put me on this mission since I retired from the Air Force. And I've met many people like Janine Hansen, Robert Brown, Jim DeGraffenreid that have gotten me on this pursuit of learning about the Constitution. And it's seven articles, one for each day of the week. It's very simple. And as you know, our rights come from our Creator. They're just codified in the Constitution so that we know what they are. And I am just blown away. Friends like Bob Russo, I know he calls you, a lot of people that are, as you say, they're curious, they're interested. And, you know, here's the thing. I don't care whether you're a liberal, a conservative, you're for or against pot, you're for or against gay marriage or whatever. As long as you don't want the government to promote or block or finance whatever you believe in and are trying to persuade, the Constitution was written for and will support who you are. And a lot of people don't know that. A lot of liberals think the Constitution's hostile to their beliefs. It's only hostile to their beliefs if they want the government to pay for their beliefs. So I'm really glad that my fellow Americans and fellow Nevadans are getting really excited about the Constitution, because as I like to say, and I firmly believe, it is the final firewall of freedom. And nearly 1.4 million troops have died in the history of our country after pledging an oath to protect her. So it's a great tool for citizens to have in their toolbox.
Absolutely. How can people find out more besides logging on, of course, to guardtheconstitution.com about their rights? And would you suggest an actual class on learning more about the Constitution?
I have, like you said, my website, guardtheconstitution.com, and we're still dragging our tails, going in another direction with what we're going to put out there. Just talked to one of my mentors yesterday about some classes that we're going to look at putting together. I think people could take some classes. There are 6 hours of video on the Constitution that Robert Brown, one of my mentors on Article 5, early on produced. I can send you a link so you can put those YouTube videos on your website. They charge normally, but they're free on the website. And it really gets into the theory of constitutional money. A current thing we're seeing with the Biden administration is, and the military industrial complex, is a hunger for more foreign wars. It talks about what constitutional wars are and what they are not. And I would encourage people to look at these videos, share them, and get curious. I would also say that we have to be very careful when we run around saying, that's unconstitutional, you're violating the First Amendment. Well, when Facebook censors us, they're violating our understood privilege of free speech and something that's needed in our society. But they're not violating our First Amendment because it only applies to governmental agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Little things like that that we can learn is what the Second Amendment, they say, well, a militia. Well, if you were in the time of the founding, a militia was every able-bodied adult male over the age of 18, and you were required to have a firearm. So if you look at the Constitution in the context it was written, it absolutely was designed for computers. Anything they couldn't have envisioned, it still applies to, and it's not a living document.
Yeah, and it's every time Pelosi or, you know, Biden or anybody on the left says it's a living document, I cringe. Shiver actually goes down my spine. But, you know, it is good to know that there are some counties out there that actually require the head of all households to own a firearm and know how to use it. So there are still some communities out there who believe in this.
Isn't that amazing?
It is absolutely amazing. I promise you that if you send me that link, I will put it on my webpage under today's mini lesson on the Constitution with Sean Meehan.
There you go.
There you go. All right, Sean, thank you so much for helping educate people on this Convention of States and what's going on in Elko right now. Again, you can find out more information on guardtheconstitution.com. and NevadaFamilies.org. Get on their emailing or on their email list, on their newsletters. Sean Meehan, thank you so much for being here today, and I hope to hear what happens on your testimony tomorrow. Also be appreciated.
All right, Monica, we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Thanks, Sean. You take care as well. All right, we'll be back to wrap up the show with a couple of your emails and just some other topics on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
And a woohoo to you, too. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Thanks for participating in the show today. If you missed any part of it, it's online. All of them are online. Well, every once in a while, there's a computer glitch, but for the most part, 991fmtalk.com. While you're there, you can head on over to my webpage, Monica J, through the schedule. And there you will find, again, I'm breaking everything down by the day of the show. So hopefully you can connect with some links there, like I will link as soon as I get it from Sean Meehan, guardtheconstitution.com. And just a little something here for you. There is a hearing with our legislature, or through the, I believe it's the State Revenue Committee that's going to be looking at this, on SJR 11 and SB 73. Okay, so you have a Senate joint resolution and you have a Senate bill. And both of them are to raise taxes in Reno. Right now, with all of the people who are still unemployed, for all of the people who still have not received checks from Dieter, for all of the businesses who have had to either shut down completely or cut back to next to nothing, please contact your legislators. Tell the committee to vote no on both of these to increase taxes in Reno. Businesses have lost their business. Rental property owners have lost their incomes. Even residential. You can't evict anybody. You can't get your payments. People not paying their rent. We do not need more taxes in the middle of an economic disaster. And for the people who are even considering this, a big how dare you. Dina Neal, Julia Ratty, Ben Kiekeffer, Heidi Gansert, Moises Dennis, how could you even consider putting something like this out? Raising taxes. They also need people to testify on this issue. So if you want to participate, again, contact NevadaFamilies.org. Get involved. Learn how to get involved, because it is a process. And every time you learn the process, boy, if a virus comes along, they change the process. So you need to know what to do and do it properly. Thank you so much for being here today. We'll be back tomorrow with all kinds of good stuff, like a bunch of the things I didn't get to. And that includes coyote killing contests going before the Nevada Wildlife Commission. That'll have to be our poll question tomorrow as well. See what you think. And by the way, just so you know, tomorrow is my 2-year anniversary of the Monica J. Show on Evans Broadcast Company.